Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer with Tom Thayer from the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. Tom, the Bears go to Tampa with a three-game losing streak. How do they turn things around now that they're out of playoff contention?
You know, I always say they have to look at the last video of the Minnesota game and make your corrections and be very strict about them, because some of them have to do with assignments, but a lot of them have to do with fundamentals and techniques. And I know towards the end of the season, sometimes you get a little bit lazy in practice in terms of making sure you're really going through the technical and the fundamental aspects of the football game, where you kind of got to revisit that type of atmosphere at practice. And you have to make the practices very serious in terms of assignments and making sure that you're continuously polishing your fundamentals. Because the team aspect, the game plan, everything is going according to plan. But it's about players playing better as a team, making sure that everything they've been practicing since OTAs began, that they start polishing and making sure they're as sharp at the end of the season as they were at the beginning.
Tom, I guarantee you Lovie Smith will say this is just another game. So will his assistant coaches. So will all the former Bears that are on the Buccaneers, Henry Melton, Chris Conte, all those guys, Major Wright. I'm thinking it's not going to be the same thing, though. It's not going to be a regular game for them. So what can the Bears expect from Tampa's defense specifically?
You know, a very serious attack approach at the line of scrimmage. Two deep safeties in cover two. You know, that it's still the same Lovie scheme that we saw when he was here with the Chicago Bears. But there's players inside there that have some incentive to do well against the Bears. And I think Lovie Smith needs his team to do well. You have the growth potential of a young quarterback. You need to get their team back in a winning state of mind. But just like the Bears do, the Bears have a coaching staff that needs their team to play better. They need certain individuals to perform at a better level. So I think there's a great matchup here because there's a lot of similarities with both these teams needing to advance at the end of the season.
Speaking of the end of the season, there's two more games left. The playoffs are out of the picture. The players can see the finish line. They know in 2 weeks they're done for the season. How does that mentality change in terms of going into this game? And do you have to fight that urge to maybe say, oh, it's almost over?
If you're thinking about the end of the season, I don't know if I want you anyways, because the only thing you should be thinking about is the Tampa Bay game plan, the personnel you're playing against. If there's any player that you talk to in the locker room or anybody else that's talking about 2 weeks from now, I don't want to bring them to Tampa. I want guys that are concerned about putting on their jersey Sunday morning in Tampa and winning that game. If you have any respect for your job, you don't have a hard time getting motivated. There's always a guy chomping at the bit right behind you on that depth chart that wants your position. So, Larry, if you ever take a relaxed approach, no matter if it's the first game of the year or the last game of the year, again, it's not what you need on your football team to advance towards a divisional title and a Super Bowl.
I know this guy's not going to take a relaxed approach in the radio booth. And now comes my favorite segment of our little show here, where I ask Tom to reflect on a memory he has against the team the Bears are playing. Tom was a fan first, then a player, now a broadcaster. He's been associated with the Bears probably longer than anyone since George Halas. So I'm gonna ask you about your memories of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know, it kind of because of this week, I look at the weather report. It's supposed to be 84 and, you know, good conditions down there with 70% humidity. So now you start thinking about the weather that you've been walking around in, and it's pretty cold. So you're not used to that heat. I remember one time going down to Tampa Bay late in the season, and it was about 91, 92 degrees. And we hadn't seen those temperatures in quite a while, so it was hot. So after warm-ups, back in the mullet stage, we went into the locker room. Jay Hilgenberg got a pair of scissors from the trainer, Freddie Cato. I went into the shower and gave him a haircut right before kickoff because it was too hot and sweaty. And he goes, I got to get this hair off the back of my neck. So it was probably the first time Jay didn't have a mullet in the 80s and early 90s.
This is the only place you're going to hear stories like that from Tom. He amazes us every week. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.